hello, hello. Welcome to a new radio hour. This one is called Bird Brain. My name is Gabriel Molnar. It is Monday. What day is it? March 14th. If you're a tough student, you're probably like me and you're just hanging on by your fingernails for spring break to happen. I know I am. I'm getting slammed this week. It's not even funny. It's like all my teachers just decided to like gang up and they're like, yeah, screw that kid who is playing music at 2. He sucks. Let's give him a bunch of work. So I have a bunch of work, which kind of sucks. But I'm here coming live at you. 2 o'clock hour. Let's see, what are we doing this hour? We're going to start off with a requested song. Actually, it's called Harry Patch in Memory of. It's about war. It's about World War II specifically. I don't know. It feels appropriate with what's going on in Russia, Ukraine, just to direct our thoughts there. You know, there's not much we can do aside just protest, you know, Russia right now and just say we stand in support of democracy and sovereign states and sovereign peoples. So that's just gonna be a little nod in their direction towards our brothers in the East. And then it's also Pi Day today. So 3.14, unfortunately, is not 2015, so I can't say 1.5. But 3.14, so we're going to be playing a little bit of math pop, which if you've never heard what math pop is, hopefully this will be a nice little introduction. So yeah, I'll just say it as we go, but I hope you enjoy this hour. First song, Harry Patch, in memory of Radiohead. Enjoy it.
Say,
That was Harry Patch in memory of. I also got the intro wrong on that one, so it's actually about Harry Patch, who's the last living soldier who fought in World War One. He was a Brit, and I think he died at 94, I think is what the Wikipedia said. And that song is very anti-normal Radiohead, which I've played a little bit on the show before, and I'll play within the next couple songs. But it was a string section organized by Radiohead's guitarist, and the lyrics, of course, by Tom York, are actually rearranged quotes from a interview with Harry Patch that he did with BBC in 2004. And the inspiration for that song was that interview, and Tom York felt very moved by it and released this as a single. And it's a very rare Radiohead single. Radiohead is mainly an album band. Yeah, Harry Patch. This next song is called These Chains. It's by a Korean math pop group called Midair Thief. San, my friend, and I accidentally found this over the weekend, and we were like, shoosh, this is a 9 out of 10 album. It was a 9 out of 10 album. Might even be a 10 out of 10 album. It's a very, it's almost funk-like. It's like really syncopated funk mixed with very technical electronic instrumentation. It's really interesting. It's called These Change, Midair Thief. You're not going to understand a word because it's in Korean. So I would just recommend that you turn up and enjoy it because it creates a very beautiful soundscape. And it's one of these songs that is crazy. It starts off really warm and nice and it feels like an embrace and you just feel comfortable in it. And then it makes you really uncomfortable. Or I feel really uncomfortable listening to it. There's something about it that just turns a key and a lock inside of me and like unlocks this malaise, and then it brings you back to comfort. So the entire album does it. It's fantastic. I would recommend giving it a listen. If you have about 40 minutes, just put on nice headphones or, you know, plug it into your car stereo and just turn up. Fantastic. It's also Pi Day, so math pop coming through with the promises. These Change, Midair Thief. The album is called Crumbling, by the way. This is another longer song. It's about 5 minutes, so hang in there. If you don't like it, you can check back in like 5 minutes. But yeah, here we go. These Chains. Thank you. So that was Math Rock. Some of you may have hated it. It took me about 3 times to like it. It's just, there's a lot going on in it, which is what makes it so fantastic for me. If you prefer simpler music, then you prefer simpler music. Which isn't bad. I don't mean to shame simple music. This next song is called 15 Step by Radiohead. What do I have to say about it? One of Radiohead's not least appreciated songs. I think it deserves to be in conversation of the better Radiohead songs. And it normally is not, at least in the circles that I run in. But I like it a lot. It's off In Rainbows, favorite album, no shame. I've played way too much Radiohead this semester, but here's one more. Radiohead. That's actually a really grim song. So 15 step in a step in UK English is a stair in US English, and the typical long falls gallow was 15 steps from the noose to the ground. So it's about the treachery of love and relationships and anxiety within love and relationships. So yeah, not a happy song, but oh no, I felt it sounded nice after these changes, so that's why I chose it. The next song that we have is called Hunter and His Hounds by St. Paul and the Broken Bones. They are a, how do I describe them? A neo-gospel band from Georgia with a good dose of funk as well. I actually went to their concert last night, and that's why I'm playing them. It was a fantastic time. Mainly, they're a great band, but it's also just live music is a great time. So if you have the opportunity to, if you feel comfortable to, with COVID and all that, highly, 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 highly recommend going out to a concert. I went with someone I haven't known for very long. It was still a blast. I met him like 2 weeks ago, and I had an extra ticket because I was just like, well, I'm not going to waste a ticket. So we had a blast. Now we're besties. So one, if you want to listen to live music, and two, if you want to make a new best friend, highly recommend going to concerts. It's a good time. So this is called Hunter and His Hounds by St. Paul and the Broken Bones. It's kind of gospel funk mixed with the sounds of what we just heard. It'll make sense when we get to it. But I would urge you to pay attention to the piano. The keys line in this is addicting and very danceable. I was dancing my butt off last night. So, Hunter's Hound, St. Paul and the Broken Bones is off their newest album, The Alien Coast, which I think they released before COVID, and then we're not able to tour. So it's not entirely new music, but it's quite good. Enjoy it.
Who you are.
That last song was called Ghost Ride by a band called Crumb. Just a little bit of a return to normalcy, because the first four songs were a little bit insane. I have like a half-life for listening to songs like the first four songs. Like, it's really fun for a little bit, and then it hits you too much, and then you just feel like the devil like rising inside of you, and then you're like, nah, I can't do this. So just threw in Ghost Ride by Crumb. It's about a long summer car drive where a person is listening to the same radio station. They keep playing the same songs over and over again, and they just feel like their life is on automatic, which is monotonous and boring, but also very comforting sometimes. So I thought I'd just dive into that a little bit. This next song is called Ebony Samba. It's an alternative take by Stan Getz and Luis Bofa. I think I'm saying that right. I've been on a Portuguese, I guess not entirely Portuguese, Brazilian bossa nova kick recently. This was recommended to me by my mom's close friend, Christian Wright. He is a dope guy living in LA, and we just send music back and forth sometimes. And he sent me this album the other day, and I felt like this was both samba-esque and also a little bit futuristic. I don't know what it is about it, but it just feels a little bit more than just a traditional bossa nova samba type of deal. So yeah, hope you enjoy it. It's a fun listen. It's really fun to walk to, actually. If you need to walk anywhere and just like get into it, that's one of the most fun things to do. Listening to music while you're walking somewhere, especially at night, so no one like judges you. Not that anyone will judge you anyways if you're a good dancer, which I'm not. So I do it mainly at night, but turning on some good beats and just grooving, like dance walking, and you're just like, oh, I look so good. And like, you probably don't look that good. Like, I know I don't look that good. I've been told I don't look that good dance walking, so you know, it's a third party source. I'm not just degrading myself here. But if you are a good dance walker, this is a great song for you. Ebony Samba, Stan Getz. Thank you. That was Stan Getz and Louis Bonfa. Louis Bonfa. There we go. With the worst accent ever. Louis Bonfa. Ebony Samba, alternative take. There's a different take which doesn't have the bright strings. I think actually I was thinking about it when the song was going. I think that's what makes it such a fun song, is that it has these really uplifting strings. It just brings energy. The next one is going to be Watermelon Man by Herbie Hancock. This is about the Watermelon Man. Herbie Hancock is from Chicago. And this is about, in the summers, there would be someone coming by with a watermelon cart, and he would be selling watermelons. So, as it is March, which means it's almost April, which means it's almost May, which means it's almost June and July, which is the summer, I thought I'd play a little bit of a summery track. So for those of you who don't know, Herbie Hancock is a great jazz, American jazz pianist, keyboardist, and band leader, composer, etc. He was even an actor at one point, actually. And he was one of the main architects of post-bop jazz, basically. And he was part of the Miles Davis Quintet. So he had a large influence through them. They're one of the better known quintets in jazz. Summer, around the corner, Watermelon Man, Herbie Hancock. This is a fun one. Enjoy it. Thank you. That was Watermelon Man off Herbie Hancock, Headhunters. I think that's one of the most fun... It's quite a fun song to listen to, especially when you know the background of it's about a watermelon man selling watermelon, because there's a lot of instrumentation that sounds like someone, you know, kind of, not like crying out necessarily, but like, you know, like, it sounds like very much like a person. So it sounds like someone selling watermelons. And when you hear that and you're like, oh shoot, there's a flute that sounds like a person. Like, I don't know. That just made it much. It makes it more fun to listen to because you kind of see the intention behind what the artist was doing. I don't know. That's kind of why I like doing this radio stuff, actually, because you learn more about the music, and by learning more about the music, you appreciate it a lot more. It is... What time is it? Anyone guessing? That's not what I meant to say. Any guesses? It is PSA time. We're going to talk about some numbers to think about. Prescription drugs versus medical marijuana death. The numbers of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs is 54. The number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history is 0. This is a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform, and now Educational Radio. Interesting. Interesting thoughts. I don't like Big Pharma. Neither should you. All right. So, that was PSA hour. I had something else to say. What did I have to say? I'm not sure. We're going to dive back into some funky groovy stuff right here in a second. This next one is called Riot by Hugh Masekela. It was recently, well, semi-recently, a couple years ago, it was sampled and redone by the infamous Earl Sweatshirt. So if you know who Earl Sweatshirt is and you're listening, this might sound familiar. Then next, we're going to go to Me and Your Mama by Childish Gambino. Childish Gambino is... probably the best creative mind in the United States right now. Not so hot of a take. A less hot take than you might think. He's coming out with Atlanta Season 3 pretty soon, which is a fantastic TV show. He started his career as a rap artist. He did acting for the show Community, which is hilarious. I would highly recommend watching both Atlanta and Community, actually. And then, so in terms of music, he started as a hip-hop artist, moved to kind of pop hip-hop, and then transition to really cool R&B funk stuff. So Me and Your Mama is off his album Awaken My Love, which is a fantastic R&B soul album. And then from there, note the transition, we're going to flow into 505 by Arctic Monkeys. And the flow between those two songs is called the Lucy Wolf flow, mainly because Lucy Wolf showed it to me. But from this point on, let it be known, the Lucy Wolf flow from Me and Your Mama by Childish Gambino to 505 by the Arctic Monkeys. And then I'll pull you guys back before the end of the hour. So enjoy the next three songs. We'll be right back. Okay, actually, I lied. We're just going straight into Taro, because I was going to play 505 by the Arctic Monkeys, but I don't have time, which is a bummer. So we're going to play Taro. This is the last song of the hour. This is by Alt-J. Why, might you ask, am I playing Taro instead of 505? That is a great question. One, because it's also about war. It's about a French photographer. If you listen to the lyrics, it actually tells the story. It's about a French photographer and his wife who go to take photos at the battlefronts of World War II. I don't know if it's a true story, but it's a good story. So, take a listen. It also has a line about pi in it. He says 3.1415 at some point, so bonus points if you catch that. It's a great summer song as well. It just feels like you're driving around with the windows down. So, Taro, Alt-J, here goes.
I have sprayed you into my eyes.